No, I don't, I apologize, I don't have that. Normally, I send one of my people there, I'm the owner of the company. They're all out on projects and...
Why don't you step out of the light a little bit?
Sure. And so I'm taking one for the team here, so I don't even know how to work that thing.
Be old school.
I'm old school, all the way.
I knew what I was doing when I set that up?
I don't even know how to turn it on, to be honest with you, so... But anyway, we're in business 22 years. We're also own Premier Facility Management, which is the consulting company that complements the equipment company. And basically, we had this idea years ago when I started this company of program equipment marketing. And that evolved into the sustainability end of the business. And we firmly believe that if you put those three things together, program equipment marketing, you're gonna have a sustainable waste management program that hits every end of waste management, not just the equipment, not just where it finally gets disposed of, but how the whole process works. I can stand here for 6 hours and give you projects that we've done from companies like Target and Bed Bath & Beyond and Toys R Us, even though they're going defunct, but companies like that that didn't really have that technology in their mindset. They didn't have that in their program. They're worried about obviously the bottom line and the cost and how they're going to achieve that minimized cost, and that's what we do. And the equipment end branched out into the residential end, and that's why I guess I'm here, because we submitted from the DEP in New Jersey what we do on the residential end, what we're doing at Hudson Yards downtown. We're in over 500 buildings in the five boroughs. But it goes beyond that. It goes where you have a certain product, you have a certain problem. We have programs where we donate from Bed Bath & Beyond and again, Toys R Us and Home Depot and different organizations and companies. If the packaging is damaged, we don't dispose of it. They don't try to sell it at a different market. Nobody wants to buy it. We donate it. We have a whole donation program that we do. With a division, of course, in the state of New Jersey, they have the ISP program where somebody's visiting their parent that's incarcerated. We send these toys to the jails, and now these kids have a toy. Their parent gives them a toy or a gift when they go visit them in jail. That's just one of the things, and I can dovetail that into all the Target stores just hired us for the Northeast. They're changing their all of their insides of their stores, all of their shelving, all of their displays, and in every one of their stores, we're going to take it. We're going to find a facility that will take it and recycle. And it's a massive amount of stores. And we just got the Northeast. Now they're talking to us about putting equipment in their stores, that which we did maybe half of them in the Northeast, where the actual trash compactor, when it's full, sends us an email at the facility, let us know when it's full, the cost down, you know, cut down on cost. So it's basically program equipment marketing, but I'm gonna take this opportunity, I know I got one more minute. One more minute. When you do program, and you know, I was approached by somebody out of Washington, the American Sustainability Conference and the New Jersey Business Sustainability Committee, and he said, how does public policy affect sustainability, your business? And I told him straight out, you want the short version or the long version? And the short version is, government comes out with single stream recycling. And it's a great idea, the public companies, they all jumped on it. We're gonna save the towns millions. We're gonna save the city of New York millions. Look, if you're gonna come up with a law that's gonna save millions and it looks great on paper, well, then you have to, the same organization, whether it's the DEC or the DEP or whoever, has got to monitor the facilities that the materials go into. And they didn't do that. So a company like me goes to the bank and I borrow money to put in equipment for a customer because the plastic value has 4, 5, 6, 7 cents a pound 2 years ago, okay, which we sent to China, we sent to Asia, we sent to India. We lock up those markets. Yeah, I know, there she goes. Mm-hmm. And now, because of the single stream recycling, they didn't monitor the recycling facilities that took in all this single stream. They just looking for the buck. They sent it overseas. China puts up the green fence. You got it. And I'm done. Now I'm still paying the bank. on my equipment, and I got to tell my client there's no value in it.
Thank you.
I had to get that in, I'm sorry.
The next recipient